Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Once again, that's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl, and Mark.
Yep, Daryl's a brand new voice on Free Talk Live. You probably, if you've been listening for a little while, have heard him as a caller to the show. You called us up. I think one of the most recent calls was while you were making the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Yeah, was right after I got stopped in Gaithersburg, Maryland for unregistered vehicle. Called you the next night. I was somewhere in New York or Pennsylvania. I don't even really remember exactly where I was that night.
Well, it's good to have you in here. What are you up on now? Third week in New York?
I'll be 3 weeks tomorrow at roughly 2:45.
Wow, that's pretty accurate.
So you just moved for the Free State Project?
Yes.
How's employment looking? A lot of people want to know this.
Well, I'm currently waiting on a background check to clear, which, as long as they don't care about some traffic tickets in South Carolina, then I will have employment hopefully beginning next week. I'm going through a staffing agency, and they are always hiring.
Yeah, I think that this is, there's a lot of people around the country that don't have jobs, and they think to themselves, well, if I just move for the Free State Project, I'll move up there and not have a job. But most of the people I see that want work come here and get it relatively quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. If you've got the drive, there is definitely work out there. It helps that New Hampshire is one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country. I mean, obviously, unemployment's a little worse
east
everywhere.
Mississippi, I believe.
Yeah.
It's just behind North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. So it's,
and they're having an oil a shale oil boom. New Hampshire's not having any kind of boom. It has a localized economy focused on with fewer restrictions on small businesses.
I mean, if all you've got is a cruddy retail or restaurant job where you live, you can have one of those here too. Those things are everywhere.
And it might actually pay better here.
They have signs up hiring. I mean, how many places around the United States have signs up hiring?
So we're going to get to know more about Daryl and some of the things he does, including publishing, actually. We can talk about that here in a little bit. But also, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-453. And that's where we're starting tonight with Ty in Tennessee on the AMP lines. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. I just got through listening to the podcast a little bit earlier, and there was a really interesting discussion about drugs and pathogens. And I was kind of wondering, and pathogens, are these drugs that actually induce or promote empathy in people?
That's how I would describe it, yes.
Okay, I'm just wondering, I'm not a psychologist or a doctor or anything like that, but my understanding is, and I may be wrong about this, that sociopaths lack empathy, some completely. And I was wondering if there's been any studies or what would happen if somebody who had that malady was given an empathogen, what kind of an effect it would have on them.
That is a fascinating question. And we could probably see more interesting studies like that if things like MDMA, which is probably the most popular empathogen, the only one I really know and familiar with, if MDMA were legal, then all manner of different psychological and scientific studies could be performed. I think it would be absolutely fascinating to give a sociopath some MDMA and see what they thought after that.
At this point, sociopath isn't one of those outdated psychological terms.
It is or it is not?
It is. It's an outdated psychological term.
What's the new term?
Well, I mean, either a true psychopath or an antisocial personality disorder is the other one.
Isn't that just a longer way to write the word sociopath?
Well, okay, so people can go through periods in their life where they're less or more empathetic towards other humans, and because they exhibit sociopathic behavior at any given time does not make them a sociopath. There's jobs and things that cause one to. I mean, try to imagine being a state trooper and passing out tickets all day long. You've got all kinds of people who don't want to give up $200 or $300. Right now in this economy, it's got to be terrible giving up $200 or $300 for a speeding ticket. And what those people will say and do in order to get out of those kinds of tickets. And what kind of personality it takes to be able to stand in the way of that, to imagine that for some reason you're doing such good by passing out these tickets that, you know, and impoverishing Americans that really can't afford it. I mean, you can imagine how one has to be extraordinarily callous. Certain jobs will create sociopathic behavior.
Here's my question about giving sociopaths and possibly state troopers MDMA and other drugs along the lines. Would it be completely voluntary, or would you just go around giving them shots of these drugs to make them feel?
Boy, I don't know. I'd take it either way. Obviously, I'd rather have them do it voluntarily, but you know, once they're working for the state, if the state orders them to do something, maybe they would have to.
I mean, obviously, they could quit their job. There are people on the extreme ends. Like, have you guys ever heard of the guy they call the Iceman? He was a guy that was an organized crime hitman, basically, that used to kill people and to try to throw off hunting him down. He used to actually freeze the bodies so they couldn't tell when the person died. Well, I saw a special on him on some TV show a while back, and they made the mention that he had a complete lack of empathy, and I think it was actually a clinical diagnosis that he had no empathy for people. You know, he just did not care at all for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm just kind of wondering, well, what would happen if an empathy-inducing drug was given to them? Maybe it would have no effect.
Fascinating question.
I think that it would have an effect, and it may not be one dosage. They found that people with PTSD will often recover with a small salvo, and in some cases as few as one dose of pure MDMA. But I think that you probably could deal with somebody like this, a few different doses, or maybe something, on an annual basis or something like that could certainly.
It'd be fascinating. I mean, just to give them one dose and just to see what they said, thought, felt after that would be absolutely fascinating. I wonder about that. It's an interesting question, Ty. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I got another question, kind of related with the empathy thing. You mentioned, it's been a few days back. You mentioned something about some kind of a cultish, nonviolent communication thing going on or something like that. I've been waiting to hear more about that and hadn't heard anything more.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for bringing it up. It was something we had had on the list of show prep to discuss. It has to do with this, I called it a cult in a recent article over at freekeen.com, a self-improvement cult, which is different from a religious cult, is different from like a product cult. So a self-improvement cult. And the concept is called nonviolent communication, or NVC, if you want to go and look it up. And it's something that has recently kind of caught fire to some extent within the Liberty community. There are certain people, Stephanie, your Sunday night co-host, Mark, is one of them who's really...
Them?
One of them. Yeah, one of those who are practitioners of...
Just want to make sure that we're, defining our groups here.
And of the NVC. And, Ty, thanks for the call. We'll definitely talk more about it. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So Stephanie is a pretty, I guess, serious practitioner of this particular communication tactic, I suppose we could call it. And I think the ideas that some of the ideas they're trying to promote are very sound. As I understand it, and I'm sure if there's an NVC oriented listener out there listening, they can call in and correct me if I've misunderstood. Or maybe one of you guys are into it and I don't know. Are you?
I briefly was gone over with the NVC back about 12 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I don't really remember a whole lot about it other than you want to try to place yourself in the shoes of whoever you're communicating with.
This is a good thing, and I think that there's some value, right? And in most self-improvement cults, there's valuable information, and there are good ideas, which are one of the reasons why people are so into these things, because they do feel like they're benefiting in some ways. So
I've listened to the book relatively recently, a couple times through. Well, it's a it's an audio book is what I listen to.
All right,
I don't read much anymore.
Let's talk more about this here in a moment. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453. Plus, coming up, students banned from saying the word freedom.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,643.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,684.53, $842.27 for a half ounce, or $421.13 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,684.53, $842.27, and $421.13.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am S-G-M-S. Take away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this affordable debt.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can learn more about them at the front page in the top of our website. 1-855-450-FREE is our number. And on the site, you can actually control the content. You can create the site's items that you'll see there as you go to freetalklive.com, different numbered items
run down the page. And those were all put there by listeners just like you. So when you come across something that you think's interesting, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive.
On the site, you can also link through gold.freetalklive.com. You can go there, and we've actually teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best prices you'll be able to find on precious metals on the Internet. It's important when you're investing in precious metals to, well, buy low so that you can sell high. You need to get some of the best rates you can. Gold.freetalklive.com will help you do that. And when you buy through gold.freetalklive.com, you also help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
So we had Ty call in at the top of the show. And coming up, we're going to talk about some outrageous government school-related stories, including kids being banned from saying the word freedom. Daryl's going to tell us about that. But Ty brought up the question of NVC, this nonviolent communication, as it is called. And we had mentioned it on the air the other day as something that we could, in theory, talk about, never got around to it. So since he requested it, we are going to talk about it to some extent here. Now, this nonviolent communication has been around for a while, apparently. Daryl, you said you read something on it over a decade ago.
It was roughly 12 years ago when I took a job as a prison guard. Oh, okay. Hated every day of the job. But one of the things that we were taught through our training was nonviolent communication when dealing with inmates.
So how did you feel about it at the time when you were reading about it? Did it seem hokey? Did it seem useful?
It actually does seem kind of hokey. But at the same time, if you look at it as a way to sort of help you understand communication, it helps you figure out how to put yourself in the place of whoever you're talking to. And it can help defuse the situation.
I think that's useful. I mean, if that's what it's helping people do, is to empathize with others or to put oneself in another person's shoes and try to understand how they're feeling about the conversation or what you're saying, that's pretty useful.
I think it also stops the motion of conversations that tend to escalate. It puts the brakes on those, brings in a new form of communication between the individuals, and gives an opportunity for people to find common ground.
Well, anytime you are aware of yourself and how you're behaving in a conversation, you're going to do better. So if you're just having a conversation with somebody and you're just talking without thinking, without considering what the other person is really saying,
or you're angry,
or perhaps you're angry, or perhaps you're waiting for your chance to speak, you know, where you're not really listening to somebody, but you're just waiting for them to stop talking so you can start saying what you want to say. These are not good ways to communicate. Being able to having good listening skills is very important. And if that's one of the things they're teaching,
it helps with that. It actually requires you to have good listening skills because you need to be able to mirror back what those people have said.
Great. And like I said, there's value in a lot of these self-improvement cults out there. But it doesn't mean they're not self-improvement cults. And so I kind of went down a couple of examples in my article, Nonviolent Communication Looks Like a Self-Improvement Cult, over at freekeen.com, which I posted over a week ago at this point, on some of the hallmarks of these self-improvement cults. I, having been involved in network marketing in the past, have some level of experience with some of these hallmarks. So, for instance, if you go to the NVC website, you can see that you can browse through some of their audio. They actually have video cassettes, so they're still trying to clear out their old inventory of old VHS cassettes they've been selling for years. But it has that order our stuff kind of feel, where you even get bulk buy discounts, so you can really go crazy and start hooking your friends on this NVC, and then they'll hopefully, I'm sure the NVC people hope, they'll start buying into seminars, which cost up to several hundred dollars, where you can go and take whatever the next level of the course is, et cetera.
Well,
and that just kind of shouts out, hey, these guys are about making money, and that's fine. I mean, it's fine to, if you've got something valuable, it's fine to make money off of it, but there's just this kind of, I don't know, it's just this feeling that that I get from looking at this, like, oh, that's just one of those groups.
Well, people need to know that before, as we're starting out here, that you're a skinflint. I mean, like, you hate things that cost money, especially intellectual ideas that cost money. But everything that I've seen about NVC really only cost me time. I listened to the audiobook. People had some videos. I listened to some videos. They weren't particularly long. They were just snippets of the gentleman who, started the whole thing. I don't remember his name. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But you know, I mean, you can listen to just about all this stuff and find out about nonviolent communication as much as you want for free. You don't have to go and buy their stuff. It's available right on the Internet.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, I'm glad to hear that. I was aware that that was the case. It's just that when I see that stuff online,
but Scientology, you know, for instance, alert, which is like, you know, probably undeniably in most people's mind some level of cult, they're going, you can't get their stuff online.
Yeah,
it's not available.
They lock it down.
Period. At all. And I think that
you've got to get to different levels, and you've got to pay a lot of money to get to those levels.
An important distinction between those two is that one is not available, the other one is available, but they sell you. Look, if you've got somebody in your life that only has a VHS player, we've got a VHS tape for you. We will not send it to you for free because postage costs money, VHS costs money, you know, all these things. We have to survive on something. And if you think that our ideas are important, you can buy some of our stuff. But Free Talk Live isn't a cult, and you can help us financially, right?
Well, yes.
Or is Free Talk Live a cult?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't think that that we qualify as a cult.
I don't know, Ian. I've heard that supposedly you're the leader of some cult here in Keene.
All kinds of accusations like that have been leveled against me, but I take no responsibility for leading anyone whatsoever.
But it's okay to just level them against someone else.
Well, this guy does seem to have a bit of a cult of personality around him, this guy that created the nonviolent communication. You know what? I don't have his name in front of me here. I just kind of reference him in the article. There's a picture of him here with some sock puppets on his hands talking to
Sounds like a real dangerous guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just because, Mark, cults don't have to be dangerous to be cults. I'm just pointing out some of the factors here. Anyway, this guy here, let's see, there's just a lot of, I guess, reference
Marshall
around
Rosenberg.
Him Marshall Rosenberg, for creating this. And, I mean, I'm not saying he's getting groupies or anything like that. But the other point that I made was the jargon, which was really the first thing that screamed out to me about this being a cult, was when you listen to people who have been trained in this NVC, and Stephanie says it's only the newbies who talk like this, but they start talking about their needs. And they use the word need a whole lot, and it really bugs me, because you don't have a need for freedom. You want freedom, but you don't have a need for it. So like Derek Jay, who normally would be here on Tuesday nights, but unfortunately cannot be due to a court order, had posted a NVC-laced, I guess, post over at freekeen.com, and that's what inspired me to write this as a response. Because he was basically telling these prosecutors what he needs. Like, he needs to be free, and he needs this, and he needs that, and then he wants the prosecutors to meet his needs so he can meet their needs and this and that. And, like, no. Needs are more serious. Needs are like air and water and, you know, shelter.
Are you familiar with Maslow's
hierarchy
of needs?
Yes. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. 33survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
CAI toll free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features that await you there are for free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is included. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. If you are a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Our very own Zeus, as a pro-liberty guy who voices all the liners here on, most of the liners here for us on Free Talk Live and on the Liberty Radio Network, is working on a video game and he needs some support. It's Ron Swigert's Portal, and this is a 26-year-old science fiction saga where an astronaut returns to Earth to find the rest of humanity has vanished without a trace, and only an artificial intelligence named Homer can help him find out what's happened. This thing deals with love, tyranny, rebellion, isolation, fear, and a whole lot more. You can learn more about it in the games tab at subliminalgames.com. It's subliminalgames.com. Actually, Zeus does a lot of voiceover work, but this is a project he's very intimately involved in.
So we had a gentleman contact us, or Ty tonight had called in to ask about NVC, nonviolent communication. And I wrote up a piece over at freekeen.com about this, pointing out how it sounds to me like it looks and feels
like a self-improvement cult. And Mark, as you pointed out, there's some, you know, NBC's got some good things going for it. It puts a lot of its information out there for free, which is great. And I think that ultimately, if people are getting valuable lessons from it, like how to listen to people and how to try to empathize with other folks, then I think that's good. I mean, there's a reason why people go to these things. Mark, you've gone to something called Landmark in the past that probably has some similarities between the two.
I'd say there's some. You know, I mean, some.
And so if people are getting value from it, then that's great. I mean, I'm not one to knock something that people find valuable.
Sounds like you are.
All I'm saying is just be careful. That's all. Just be aware of what it is that you're getting into. Because, you know, before you know it, you might have spent, you know, a few thousand bucks on these seminars that they have.
Did you see, I mean, an opportunity to spend a few thousand dollars with these seminars?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of seminars.
You know, having listened to the book and that kind of thing, you'd have to be really into it to want to go to the seminars and that kind of thing. But I think that there's value in this nonviolent communication. I think that we need probably different sort of communication styles that people do have needs. And in order to meet those needs, you do need different kinds of communication styles. Our legal system is what they call an adversarial legal system. I mean, how can that possibly result in something good? Two sides juking it out.
It's not going to result in anyone meeting anyone's needs either. I mean, let me give you an excerpt here from what Derek wrote originally that inspired me to write up this piece, because I was a little concerned about this NVC after I saw Derek's email that he wrote to some of the prosecutors. And I'm pulling this from his article, which he posted publicly over at freekeen.com. Just a couple of his paragraphs. He says, "I feel unsettled." This is a letter that he wrote to, or an email that he wrote to the prosecutors that are going after him for several charges. He says, I feel unsettled because I have a need for peace that is not being met. One way my need for peace could be met is if you would drop the charges against me. I have confidence in our abilities to create a solution in which all of our needs can be met. In the case that simply dropping the charges would leave your own needs unmet, I would respectfully ask what your needs are and offer the following." And then he goes on to offer a plea deal, a potential plea deal.
Sounds jargony.
Exactly. And that's why I thought to myself, oh boy, I better take a look, you know, closer look at this. And just the term need being thrown around like that, plus there's other jargon involved in this this NVC. Look, Abraham, if you go look at Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs, he includes a lot of things that I wouldn't consider needs. So everybody's probably got their own definition of what they consider needs.
Yeah, but Maslow has a lot of gravity around his hierarchy of needs. I mean, he's been, people, just about every educated person knows what the Maslow's hierarchy of needs is. Most educated people don't give a flying flip at a rolling donut what Ian's definition of needs is. So I think that one needs to take that in consideration when one chooses to define needs. I concur with you that what Derek wrote sounds jargony. And I concur with you that people can spend too much money when it comes to...
That's all I'm saying, is be careful.
Yeah, I don't think that's all you're saying. You're throwing around a term, cult, which is loaded. And it may be accurate if you choose to define it in a certain manner, but so is the N-word. And I don't call my friends that are black the N-word, even though it's accurate. Hey, it's accurate, whatever. So it's a loaded term meant to throw fire onto a situation that there's no reason to. So I'd ask you, what lies at the bottom of this for you? Is it that they want to charge some money for an idea that they have? Or is it that Derek wrote something that sounds jargony? Or is it both?
Both of those, plus the possibility that there's a bit of a leader worship going on as well.
Sure. And, you know, people
These
that
are
have
the hallmarks of self-improvement cults.
People that have ideas tend to be allotted for their ability to communicate those ideas. I would not disagree with that at all. But I've taken, I've read these courses, and I don't think that Marshall Rosenberg is a god among men. But wouldn't you agree that, Derek, being a guy who's just trying this out for the first time, an extrovert that chooses to use a very public forum to try it out, that, you know, maybe people that are trying out new forms of communication are going to be somewhat clumsy in trying them out?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. But just if you look at some of the NVC long-timers, people who I have a lot of respect for, like Stephanie, your Sunday night co-host. I like Stephanie a lot.
Wes Bertrand
is another one from Complete Liberty's podcast.
And when I speak to these people, I don't feel that jargony feel.
No, but if you look at, I can't really say I've had a lot of experience speaking to them personally, but when you look at some of the things they've been writing in defense of NVC, They're really lengthy, kind of these really, really long, like paragraph after paragraph after paragraph, and there's really a lot of reverence toward Marshall Rosenberg in there, like, as though he is this great creator. And, you know, again, if you think you've gotten something valuable out of it, that's cool, but it just, it has these hallmarks. It has these little telltale signs of cultiness, and that's all. I just wanted to point it out to people.
Well,
I
mean, it seems to me that your main objection is the use of the word need. And using
that
the term
was the
need,
alert. That's what set me off.
Basically, as something that for me to have peace of mind and for me to be able to sleep good at night, I need this, this, and this. What you would consider a want or a desire, mm-hmm. they're just simply using the term need.
And, right. and it makes them sound needy. And, well, and who wants to be needy?
It seems that your definition of need is only the basic things that you need in order to survive.
Well, right, because there's a difference, in my mind at least, between wants and needs. I think there's a pretty big difference between those.
Well, if we go through the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which I pulled up here, level two, above physiological, which is everything that you might call a need, you know, if the bare bones need.
Right, the sleep, the
security. A feeling of security, meaning employment, body, resources, morality, family, health, property. Above that, love and belonging, friendship, family, sexual intimacy. So, I mean,
these are all things that I think most people want, and they're very valuable to have. And people pursue these things in their lives. But
if they use the word desire, would that make you feel better?
I think it would. It wouldn't sound as, well, needy.
So
health, really lame.
Okay, so I think that health is, you know, okay, so if you need to not be shot in the head because it would be contrary to your health. So something that would be, you know, longer term that would affect your mental health is just as much a need as something in the short term that affects your physical health. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't think so.
Well, I think that I do. I think that things that you need are things that you need, and whether it's long term or short term, that those are the cases. And, you know, you just need them. And I do think that people need intimacy. They need reaction, interaction with people.
I think, you know, interactions with people, intimacy, these are all very important things, but they're not needs. You're going to get through the next day if you don't have a cuddle fest with somebody the night prior.
But you could be insane by the time you get through a decade without it.
You could very well be.
And then that makes it a need.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or at the very least, a desire.
855-450-FREE.
I'd like to give you the opportunity to apologize to people for writing this awful...
No, I'm not going to apologize for it.
Acerbic article.
I'm sorry, it's not acerbic. I say there's some value to this this cult.
But call it a cult.
Right, and just calling it spade a spade.
Yep.
855,
by this
arose
definition,
by any other name. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to different Amazons in different parts of the world. So there's the U.S. Amazon, the Canada Amazon, and the U.K. Amazon. You may choose whichever one is most appropriate for you, and then just get your shopping done. You can get whatever it is you're looking for and get it delivered to your door and get a great deal, because it's the same great Amazon deals and prices and customer service that you're used to. You're just entering through our website, through our links, so Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com, that's shop.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about NVC, or nonviolent communication, as it is called. I have some concerns about it. That's all. I'm not saying it's a valueless thing. It was not.
You are saying it's a cult, though.
It was not an attack on it. Just calling it like it seems to me. It seems like a cult.
Well, okay. And, define cult for me, because I think that this term cult is intended. The term cult is a derogatory term, and like I said, I have friends who are black, but I don't call them the N-word, even though I could claim
that it's
apples accurate
and oranges. Look,
that's a nice dodge.
There's different types of cults out there. NVC is not one of the more sinister cults. It's what I would describe as a self-improvement cult, and many self-improvement cults have similar factors surrounding them. They're not dangerous. They don't have the same, like, the fear of leaving like some religious cults do, you know, where you're worried they're going to come after you or your family or something like that if you decide you don't want to use NVC anymore. It doesn't apply. That doesn't apply.
Right. I mean, and I think that that's an important aspect to, this term cult, that, you know, the cults intend to be insular. They intend that you either bring somebody into the cult or you cease communication with that person.
These are typical of what you're describing are typical of religious cults, but not necessarily self-improvement cults. Obviously, this is a self-improvement cult where they're looking to foster more relationships with other people. So, yeah, it doesn't have that factor either. So,
I would still like a good definition of self-improvement cult, and I think that's basically what Mark is asking for.
Well, when you type in self-improvement cult into Google, the first thing that comes up is Landmark Forum, which is what Mark was involved in a number of years ago. And
you know, if I look at these two organizations, and I think that, you know, I think Landmark Forum was fine, you know, but if I look at these two organizations, I see some distinct differences. First off, Landmark Education does not make available its proprietary information for free.
It doesn't? I thought you can bring a friend to their seminars.
You can bring a friend to a seminar, but I mean, it's only, you're not going to go online and listen to whatever it is that they've got to say for free, whereas nonviolent communication seems to not go after people that, at the very least, not go after people that share their communication technique, whereas Landmark probably would do that. They have had a rule against note-taking and that kind of thing.
So according to, let's see, howcultswork.com, there are different types of cults. There's the religious cult, there's the commercial cult.
When you came up with this definition of self-improvement cult, surely you looked somewhere in order to, before you just started writing down the screed, you know, where was it that you got the definition?
Well, I wouldn't say I had a definition necessarily. I know some of the hallmarks of cults, and I felt like this met some of those hallmarks. So according to howcultswork.com, self-help cults are, let's see, cults that use self-help or counseling or self-improvement as their base often target business people and corporations. By doing their courses and seminars, they claim you and your staff will become more successful. Business people locked away in hotel rooms are subjected to quasi-religious indoctrination as they play strange games, join in group activities, and share their innermost thoughts with the group. Once you've completed one course, you're told you need to do the more advanced course, which naturally costs more than the last. By the way, the NVC has that.
They have it available
courses.
To you that they will do these courses with you, but you know they make their intellectual property available wide and long. I would suspect
it's not according to even Wes Bertrand admits in one of his responses that he made to my post originally on a Facebook thread that the NVC folks do believe in intellectual property.
I'm sure they believe in it, but you can go online and you can watch this stuff. I challenge you to find you know this kind of information. You know, say Tony Robbins's courses and that kind of thing. These things are you know much more closely guarded.
These cults will sometimes request that you do volunteer work and that you help recruit your friends, family, and workmates. These groups specialize in creating powerful emotional experiences, which are then used to validate your improvement, your involvement in the cult.
I'd say that absolutely happens. As I've been to many different types of seminars, both business and personal, and that they, you know, they tend to look for these emotional kind of jolts for people, and that people will distinguish those as, you know, some kind of proof of something happening. And I think that they can be valuable, but I'm not sure that they're necessarily life-changing.
The religious overtones are couched in terms which don't sound religious. They usually come to the surface as you near the end of a seminar. Many people have been bankrupted by involvement with these cults. So they're just giving you a very general example of what a self-improvement cult can be.
Do you have an example of a single person that has been bankrupt by the NVC?
No, okay. I don't. I'm just saying. All I said was just beware, man. Just be careful.
Said cult, and it, you know, and we've already distinguished that is a term that is derogatory. And
right.
So if you're going to use a derogatory term, otherwise it's just an organization. You see, it's an organization that may have some hallmarks of
a cult
or right. Something like that. It feels a little funny.
I said it looks like a cult.
Yeah.
The headline on my article is, it looks like a cult. Here are the hallmarks of self-improvement cults. Here's how, in my opinion, this particular NVC community appears to meet those hallmarks.
So they sell some courses.
Hmm?
They sell some courses.
They do. Yeah. They do sell some courses.
And the courses involve jargon.
It
used to offer some of its older episodes available for sale on CD.
Colleges also sell courses. So
indeed.
Are colleges self-help cults?
That's a good question. And maybe they may just be. I'm not sure about that. We'll have to think about it.
Government-run self-help cults?
Not all colleges are government-run. I think that one needs to be extraordinarily careful when tossing around derogatory terms, and I don't feel like you were careful here.
Well, as I said, it you call a spade, and if it meets the definition,
if everything meets the definition, then you haven't made any.
But there's you don't have to meet 100% of what every self-improvement cult does to have hallmarks of a self-improvement cult. I said it looks like a cult.
So
I would say it's not as cult-like.
And it has
as,
jargon. Sounds like engineering to me.
And it has a
or the legal system.
And it has a leader as well. A charismatic leader.
Doctors have jargon that they use too, and you have to pay for their courses. So we've now distinguished that just about every sort of career is a cult.
Multi-level marketing.
Yeah.
Multi-level marketing is absolutely cult-like. I'll admit to it. I've been involved in it.
Absolutely. This is where a lot of this comes from. Ian feels stung from his years in multi-level marketing. As a matter of fact,
the first conversation I
had with Ian was about some magnet mattress that he was
absolutely.
Trying to sell me.
Look, I don't feel stung by it, though. I feel like I learned some things from it, and I also learned, that I got taken as well, and so I learned about, more about what it was that I was involved in, why it is the way it is. But I did learn about sales techniques from that, and so there's value. And as I, first thing I admit in my article, Mark, which you think is so mean, is that there's value in this. I mean, these NVC folks, there's something that's useful there. And I think there's a lot to agree with the NVC concept of trying to empathize with people. But I just don't appreciate the way the jargon is utilized. And
I think the best critique you have here is that people who are using this jargon early on tend to sound stilted and funny. But I think that's the best critique you have, and of course anybody who's trying out a new way to communicate is going to sound stilted and funny. When I speak in Spanish, I'm not as good as I am when I speak in English.
Yeah, I wish I could find the post by Johnson here where he expresses some real serious frustration in the NVC practitioners when they attempt to use their NVC with him. He gets pretty upset.
Well, Johnson spends a lot of time getting upset.
Right, right. I mean, he does have a tendency to do that, but I'm just pointing out
he's
that...
He's made it a distinct hobby of his to be as kind of a grumpy guy.
So Wes Bertrand even admits that there's jargon involved. They have things called jackals and giraffes involved with this, whatever. I don't know what those mean.
It means something to somebody. It's a shortening of communicative term.
You had those in the landmark form, too, right? Like racket was one of their
Sure, a racket is something that somebody gets a payoff doing. Something that they do that they get a payoff from that's sort of other than the real world. Like, for instance, you're getting some kind of payoff when you've clearly been schooled in this use of the term cult, you're getting some kind of payoff for continuing to use it.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm not getting anything out of it. I'm just calling it what it is.
A troll.
You can take control of the airwaves here. Hour number 2's next. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.